A lot of people where we live in Worcester have financial problems. So I want to introduce you to two of my friends. I'm going to call them Bob and Mary because they can give us the kind of feeling of what it's like for them to be in this financial situation. Hello, Bob and Mary. Welcome to CWCP Radio.
It's a pleasure being here.
Nice to meet you.
Now, you recently got married, so congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our friends were all happy that you got married. And you've asked me if I can give you any advice in relation to your financial situation. Can you confirm that your monthly income is about 1450 rands?
Yes,
around
sure.
That. And your expenses are about 2360.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And that may be just 1 month, every month is different, but we're just working in general amounts here. And if anybody wanted to write down those two figures, they will immediately see that there's a problem. But let me ask you, Bob, what kind of things do you feel is obviously necessary to make your situation better?
What is necessary for me is to find a way to stop this account at the loan company and to try to get an income and so to stabilize my financial situation.
So from that, I understand that you are having to borrow money each month just to make up the shortfall, and you're paying interest on that money.
Yes, I have to. I don't actually stop paying the loan. I have to go and borrow again.
Yeah. And how much interest are you paying?
I'm paying 30% on what I'm borrowing.
Yeah. Mary, we've just discovered that your expenses are far higher than your income. Tell me, in general terms, what do you need to do to change that situation?
For me, I will actually find a job at the moment. I'm actually looking for a job to make it much better and also to help my husband, Bob, to make the situation better so that we don't have to land up all the time in loans, because it's actually very difficult at the moment now for us.
So you don't have a job at the moment?
No, I don't, because one reason, I don't have an ID now, and ID also costs a lot of money.
Another subject I wanted to bring up is people who get into this kind of situation that you're in, they sometimes do things that make it even worse for them. Mm. For example, they turn to drink.
Exactly.
So true, yes.
Because the only way they can have some peace in their minds is to be drunk.
Exactly.
Otherwise, life is just one big worry all the time.
Exactly.
Now, some of them will turn to drink. We see evidence of that here every 2 weeks when people are paid.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. And then even worse, they're turning to drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
And where are they getting the drugs from? Well, even if they have just a little bit of money, that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Probably at this stage of our little talk, I should be giving you a little feedback of something that you can do in your situation.
Thanks.
And the kind of thing that is fairly clear to me from the figures and that you've kindly shared with me are, number one, Mary is not working. She's
yeah.
not working because she doesn't have ID.
Yeah.
So
yes.
She can't get a job except in some kind of jobs which she probably wouldn't want to work for.
Exactly.
So an ID would cost her 400 rands. And
yeah.
This 400 rands is stopping her from getting a job. Now, she's perfectly capable. She has training. She's worked in a pharmacy. She can be a pharmacist's assistant. It seems to me the first thing that you should be working on, the two of you, is helping Mary to find that job. And if she got a job that paid her 1,000 rands in a month, then she could afford to pay for the ID. So that would be something. That would be the kind of charity that she should not feel bad about asking for. If there's someone wanted to help her, they could pay for the ID, and then she'll be able to pay them back. So that's one thing I would say, and that's to do with income. The only kind of income change that would help you, Bob, would be to just find another position doing some kind of work you're used to, and move to somewhere where you could earn more money than you are at the moment. And what that means, you know, that means searching for a job. And it's a full-time job to search for a job. But you should nevertheless, you should be trying to do that. You should be looking in the newspapers. If you have a friend with internet, you should be looking for anyone that's looking for labor at the moment. And there are plenty of people who are. Often I've spoken to people, they need help desperately. I know a doctor, for example, and his assistants, two of them, left. He desperately needs doctor's assistants. Maybe I should introduce him to you.
Yes, maybe, why not? That would be super.
Why are we talking like this? Because out there, there are solutions. There are jobs. There are people who need people. It's just a question of finding them. Now I'm going to just say one more thing in terms of expenses. I said earlier that I think you're living at the minimum amount of expenses that you could.
Exactly.
But I'm giving you a list here, I'm looking at it, where for the next few weeks, I want you to write down every single thing you spend. Anything that's more than R5. And most things are more than R5 these days.
Yeah.
Please be deliberate about this, because I'm going to come back and see you and we'll see what you're spending your money on. Now, in your cases, I don't think I'm going to find anything that you can possibly stop paying, because from what I know about you, you're already stopped. But if there are listeners here who have a problem, their money is just going and they don't know where it's going, then please, please, please start listing everything you spend, and just doing it will reduce the amount of expenditure.
Exactly.
It's a psychological thing, but it's totally true. So that's, if you don't remember anything else from this interview, do that. It doesn't cost you anything. It definitely will save you some money. So just tracking your expenses. And you may say to me, well, okay, I'm not in a bad financial situation, but I track our expenses, or to be more accurate, my wife tracks our expenses. And when I come, every time I go to the store and buy something, she immediately takes the receipt and she puts it in on the computer. So if I'm doing that,
why can others?
Everyone should be doing it. And I'm not doing it, I'm doing it for a number of reasons, but I know this is something that every single person should be doing.
Yeah. And also because I believe when we are in difficulties, we are too proud to admit that we need help.
Yes.
Because if I don't admit that I need help, so my problem will just escalate each time, and getting worse each time. So if I can advise others too who are listening, please don't hide what is happening to you. Go and look for help. Don't be too proud. Because pride is not going to change the situation.
Yes.
What is going to change the situation is openness and looking to be helped, really.
Yeah.
Because you can only be helped if you want to be helped.
Yeah. Well, I have great hope for both of you, because I think your attitude is right.
Yeah.
You're realistic, you know you have a problem, and you're determined to solve that problem. And you will, with God's help. So thank you for talking to me, because sharing this with other people via this radio will help other people who don't have anyone to talk to. And on that note, I think we'll finish this interview. I thank Bob and Mary, not their real names, very much for their kindness in sharing their situation so that we can perhaps help other people. God bless you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tony.